Backseat Box Office, voicemail show for episode number 28, and results for the weekend of April 1st through the 3rd, 2011. Hello and welcome to Backseat Box Office, the results show for episode number 28 and the voicemail from episode 28. My name is Tony Mast, and this is a little bit different. So if this is your first time listening to Backseat Box Office, go back and listen to 28. You're not really going to get a whole lot out of this episode until you do. So this is another experiment. We've been constantly evolving Backseat Box Office as needs arise. At first it started with just me, and then we added Andrew and Jonathan. We have now added the component of getting you guys to call in and email and leave comments on the website and tweet and use the forum to get us your picks to compete alongside us. We even have a score page. We have rules for how the scoring is done. If you go to backseatproducers.com and look up at the top in the header bar, look for BSBO scoring. You can see what the current leaderboard is, and it gives you a nice breakdown of what the rules are and how we come about scoring for this show. Now, again, like I said, this is going to be the first, so I might fumble a little bit. I might falter a little bit. I'm still kind of working out the format of the show. I'm sure it will evolve, and you guys will hopefully give me some feedback. What you would like to hear, what you'd like to get out of this. Backseat Producers recently caught up. We were doing two episodes a week on Mondays and Wednesdays. Backseat Box Office was released on Fridays. Backseat Producers is now caught up. So Backseat Producers is taking over the solo Monday slot. I have a slot in my schedule to release something on Wednesday, so this show is going to be released on Wednesday. Hopefully we'll maintain that schedule of the main show on Friday, give us time to get through the weekend, process the results, record this show, and get it to you for Wednesday. So you can have an idea of how things looked, what's coming up, and get ready to give your picks for the following week. To start off, I am not going to include the hosts' breakdowns. You can see those at the website. We will discuss them in the main show. We're kind of splitting off what you guys give to us and what the hosts do. It was getting to the point where in this show you'll see that we have 12 people this week who have participated alongside the hosts. There's only three of us, but we also are all podcasters and we get talky. That's why I'm doing this alone. If I did this with the other guys, it would take probably like 3 hours to discuss your scores and make fun of you. So, without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and play one of the voicemails that we already listened to, if you've listened to the main show. And here we go with Rich's voicemail.
Hey guys, this is Rich calling in with my asterisks removing picks for this week. Man, where to start? This week kind of sucks. And as I've said many times, I hate kids movies, and we've got two. All right, so I'm going to go with Source Code for my number one. Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, Roderick Rules for my number two. Insidious, number three. Hop for number four. And Sucker Punch for number five. Get that asterisk out there, boys. See ya.
All right. Thanks, Rich. What Rich is talking about, if you're still new to the game, for the first five times you select, you make your picks, actually for the first four times you make your picks, we put an asterisk next to your name, next to your score on the leaderboard. The reason being is anybody can have one good week. The question is are you consistent, consistently strong? Are you going to be able to maintain that over the course of at least a month? So we put a little asterisk next to your name until you hit at least five, until you've given us your pick five times. Rich and Uriah are the first two to do it this week. Actually, we got the first voicemail from Rich, so technically Rich was the first to break the seal on becoming a full-fledged member of the leaderboard alongside the hosts. I will tell you that the hosts this week, mixing in all the scores, I am sitting in fourth place, Jonathan is sitting in sixth, and Andrew is sitting in eighth place. That is out of 17 people who have participated throughout the course of this contest. And we really started the contest with the picks we started at the beginning of the calendar year 2011. You've heard Rich's picks. Now I'm going to go ahead and give you the results. To frame the results, let me go ahead and give you the box office for this past weekend, April 1st through 3rd. When we do the results of the box office, we only use Monday through Friday, regardless of holidays, early releases, anything like that. If the movie starts on Wednesday, we're only counting Friday through Sunday. If it's Labor Day weekend, we're only counting Friday through Sunday. It's consistent. We are not backing down from that. We had Christmas days during the weekend. You know, Christmas Day fell during the weekend last year, screwed everybody's numbers up. But that's the way it is. We're doing that for consistency. That said, the results for this weekend, in first place was Hop, second place Source Code, third place Insidious, fourth place Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules. In fifth place, we had Limitless. Number six was Lincoln Lawyer. And number seven, Sucker Punch. We actually track the top 12 at the website. You can go to backseatproducers.com and see the top 12 and get a little bit more of the stats of how much each movie's made, what their budget is, what its increase or decrease was over the previous weekend. Plus, Andrew, who takes care of posting that every week, also at the bottom of that posting gives you links to any of the trailers for the new movies that are being released this upcoming weekend, so you can start making your picks for next weekend. The new movies coming up this weekend are Arthur, Hannah, Soul Surfer, and Your Highness. You can find out a little bit more about those movies in our regular show, which will drop on Friday. And with that, we'll go ahead and look at how Rich did overall. Rich scored a 16 this week. If you follow him on Twitter and you don't like bad words, you might not want to see what he said about his picks this weekend. He was less than thrilled with some of the results. Rich overall has a score of 17.6 for his average of the last five picks that he's given. And Rich is currently in 12th place on the leaderboard. His asterisk has been removed. He is one of five people who are on the full leaderboard, including the three hosts. And let's go ahead and go on to Uriah, who is the second person this week to have their asterisk removed, as it were. Now, Uriah's picks are, he had Hop at number one, The Source Code at number two, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules at number three, Sucker Punch number four, and The Lincoln Lawyer at number five. Now, with his picks, he scored a 20 for this weekend, and he has had a rough couple of weeks in the past. So his 20 brings him up to 15.5. That gets him a 15 on the leaderboard. Now, we have two people below him. They have not participated this week. One is my lovely, beautiful, talented, and amazing wife, Julie. And the other is Anthony, lovingly called, referred to as Deuce, the second Tony on the Backseat Producers. He was able to stick around after one of the Backseat Producers recording one night and gave us some picks. And Julie has participated once and has retired. So they currently own the 16th and 17th spot on the leaderboard. And if we don't have any further results for them, they may end up dropping off because they really only had one pick each. They will remain forever asterisked. So, yeah, I know I fumbled that, but oh well. Next up, we're going to go with Father Beast and his daughter, Menelie. This is her first week of making picks. Apparently, she had bugged Dad to get her picks listed, and this was a good week to do it. Apparently, last week she had given picks and would have scored rather low. So they didn't call in picks. They didn't email them in. We didn't get any from them. So this is officially her first week participating, and she rocked out a 22. Her picks were Hop at number 1, Source Code at number 3, Source Code at number 2, Insidious at number 3. Boom, boom, boom. Top 3 got them all right. Number 4, she picked Sucker Punch. Number 5, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Fantastic picks all around. And now that I look at this, I might have messed up her scoring. I did. Well, well, well. What do you know? This is what I get for not double-checking. So as it stands, Sucker Punch, I had originally put that it lost her 2 points. It lost her 3. And with that, her score goes from a 22 to a 21. This does not have her in first place, where I had previously put that she was. So in fact, she is tied for second with Art, who we will listen to his voicemail shortly after we talk about how Mentally's dad, Father Beast, did, which, appropriate name. Let's see. Father Beast, this is his second week. He picked Hop at number 1, Source Code at number 2, Diary of a Wimpy Kid at number 3, Insidious number 4, and then followed it up with Sucker Punch in 5th. His score was 21 as well. So they tied this week, but with his previous week's score, he now has an average score of 18 points, and that gets him tied in 10th place. Next up, we have the aforementioned Art, who is another new participant this week. He's one of 3 new participants this week. Art is leaving us a voicemail, so we'll go ahead and play that right now.
Hey guys, this is Art. Just got caught up with both of the shows, Backseat Box Office and Backseat Producers, and it totally kills me that I missed you guys at Fear the Con. I'll be back again next year, so we'll have to try and hook up then. But just calling in with my picks for this week. Hop at number 1, Source Code at number 2, Diary of a Wimpy Kid at number 3, Insidious at number 4, and Sucker Punch at number 5. Let's see how it goes. All right, really enjoying the show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks for the call, and man, I'm upset that we missed you as well, though Fear the Con is not the only con that we are attending. In fact, you've got some time to plan up for it, and depending on where you're at, in St. Louis, in the first weekend in October, is a little con called Archon, which is it's a sizable convention for St. Louis. It's not one of the biggies, but we do pull out a pretty good attendance for the weekend. The cool thing is last year we started Sausage Fest, which you probably heard us talk about already. And we're going to be doing Sausage Fest 2 at this upcoming Archon in October. We're going to be hosting a 5K if we can get all the details worked out. Actually, I'll be hosting that through my other podcast, Tony's Losing It. And it is highly likely, based on the schedule we are currently on and the schedule of events that we have going over the next couple of months, that episode 200 of the Backseat Producers will be recorded at Archon this year. And if all goes well, we will have all of the hosts in attendance, including Deuce, including Andrew and Jonathan from Backseat Box Office. We're going to try and get one big honking party room together, do a recording, do a little meet and greet afterwards, and then later, everybody can go party at Sausage Fest. So it's going to be a great time. It should be a great weekend. It's a great weekend without coming to see us. Let me just put that out there. That coming to see us could be your low light of the weekend. It's a great con. We have a lot of fun. Highly recommend it. Come on down. Depending on where you're at, St. Louis isn't that far because we're in the middle. Anyway, moving along. Wait, before we move on, as I mentioned before, Tim got a 21 as well. It was his first week, so he's got an average score of 21, tied with Mentally. So that's where your 2 second place participants have fallen in this lineup. We're a little voicemail heavy right now because I'm going to start from the top and kind of work my way down the list. Next up, which I thought I had started at the top before until I really paid attention to Mentally's score. So hopefully I won't have to record this whole thing that I didn't screw up everybody's scores, but I think we're good from this point. Next up is Riven Sidriel, who I thought was in second. Nope. He is again in first, and he scored a 21 this weekend. Last weekend, he scored a 22. Those were his first two weekends. He's rocking a 21.5%. That is fantastic, and I'm going to have to find him and break his kneecaps or, you know, his dialing fingers, because he calls in his picks, because he has started a trend of you guys beating host scores. And this cannot stand.
What up, BSPs? This is Riven Sedriel. Just listened to the most recent episode and would like to hopefully contribute to getting the fan voicemail podcast put together. So despite the fact that I'm a little bit late, what the heck. Hopefully this will pan out for you. You guys got my picks on Wednesday by Twitter, but hopefully we can get a thing going for the fan cast. I'd love to hear it. And with no further ado, number one, hop. It's Russell Brand as an animated Easter Bunny. That just wins. Between 2 and 3, we've got The Source Code and Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I think Hop is going to eat the rest of the money that Diary of a Wimpy Kid would have picked up in, parents going out to see movies and such, and Source Code will sneak in around it, you know, kind of cannibalizing its own market, so to speak. So number 2, Source Code. Number 3, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Then between 4 and 5, we've got Sucker Punch and Insidious. I'm going to bet on the guys who did, and ladies presumably, who did Paranormal Activity, because that rocked out. And Sucker Punch, awesome, going to drop off fast. So number 4, Insidious. Number 5, Sucker Punch. That's it. Look forward to seeing the results, and we'll talk to you next week. Later.
All right. Thank you, Riven Sidriel, and I'm glad we've got your name, the spelling of your name figured out. So it is properly represented on the leaderboard. Again, number one, first place, total score of this weekend score of 21, average score of 21.5. Excellent. Congratulations. You know what? We've got one more voicemail, but I'm going to save it to the end just because we've been dumping a lot of voicemail on you guys. Let me start from the bottom and work our way up. Next up, we have Scott. Scott, who also goes by Foul Sorceress, if you're ever in the chat room. Scott gave us his picks at number 1, he had The Source Code. Number 2, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Number 3, Hop. Number 4, Insidious. And number 5, Limitless. He nailed Limitless. That was in 5th place. Sorry, Scott. His total score this weekend was an 18. This actually helps his overall score a little bit. It brings him up. This is his third weekend participating, and it brings him up to a 16.6666666666, rounded 7. He is currently ranked number 14 on the leaderboard. Next up, William Paul, William gets his score, gets his picks in early. He tweets them. Perfectly viable choice to get us your picks. Riven Sidriel did the same thing, but also chose to send us a voicemail. I tossed a carrot out there that if I got 3 voicemails, I would go ahead and produce this show. We got 4, so it was a bonus. Next up, like I said, William. William gave us his picks: Hop and Source Code at 1 and 2, Limitless, Insidious, and The Lincoln Lawyer were the next 3. His total score this week was a 21. This was his 4th week participating, bringing his score up to a 17.25, just shy of Rich's 17.6. It is close. One more pick this week for next weekend, and he is on the official leaderboard. He will lose his asterisk. Next, Cougaron. I don't know what this guy is doing, but he has managed to get 18s. Over and over and over again. It's pretty awesome. It's statistically amazing. But his picks this week: Source Code at number 1, Hop at number 2, Diary of a Wimpy Kid number 3, Insidious at number 4, and Sucker Punch in 5th. Again, 18 was his score for this week. Over the course of the last 3 weeks, 18. Amazing. I don't know what he's doing, but he's locked in that 18. It's going to need to bring it up a little bit, or, you know, we'll have some bad weeks that everybody else does craptastically bad, and he's going to still rock the 18 and just outpace us in the long run. Yeah, he is currently in 11th place. Next up, Crazy Jeff. Crazy Jeff, this is his fourth week participating as well. He got a 19 this week. His picks were Hop, Insidious, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Limitless, and Source Code. His overall score, it actually came down slightly with a 19. He now has a 19.25. He is right behind Andrew. I mean, they are hundredths of a point difference in their average scores. It is really close. He is poised to bite and be the first. Crazy Jeff is poised to be the first person to beat one of the hosts without an asterisk. It's close. It's Andrew we're talking about, so it's doable. You can make it happen. This is the last non-voicemail participant that I'm going to toss out there. Jeff, JB, this is his third week of picks. Jeff had Hop at number one, Source Code at number two, Diary of a Wimpy Kid number three, Limitless at number four, and Lincoln Lawyer at number five. Jeff managed to get a 22, best score of the weekend, beat everyone else hands down. This was his third week participating. He's got a 19.33333333, which beats Andrew's score. If he can maintain, maybe even push a little ahead, he's actually within striking distance of Jonathan. So really close, getting very close, and pushing closer and closer. And the final voicemail of the night is from Tim. Tim is also a podcaster. Those guys, they talk. So his score for the week was a 20. First week out, he's averaging a 20. He's better than the other two hosts. Not this guy, because I'm still above a 20 average, but it's close. It is very close. So that said, Tim will end this week with he's in fifth place on the leaderboard. And I have talked around it long enough, so let's get to his long voicemail.
Hey, everybody, this is Tim. I'm a host on Funny Books. You might know me as Apollyon. I'm calling in because, you know, quite frankly, there's not enough Funny Books hosts that talk on this podcast, so I figured I would, you know, give you my I'm going to call them guesses. People might say picks or prognostication, but they're really just guesses, so I'm not going to BS you with that. Number one is Hop. I kind of agreed that Easter Bunny is close to Easter, is probably going to win out. Number two, I have Source Code. You know, sci-fi openers, I think, is probably going to get a decent amount of returns. Diary Wimpy Kid is number three, and I really hate to put that on my list, but considering that everybody else did, as a newbie, I am going to mimic you guys a little bit. Number four is Sucker Punch. I kind of think it's going to have a little bit more staying power than everybody else thinks it does. Maybe not, because some people have it on their list at number four or five. And number five, I got the Lincoln Lawyer. I'm not putting that craptastic one that hosed Andrew on there, even though that would be funny. But I also agree with the idea of a movie having staying power over weeks, so that you don't get a very high, you know, opening weekend, but you might get enough of a word of mouth that the returns come in pretty consistently. So those are my picks. If nothing else, I hope I get last, and I hope I beat Andrew. Talk to you later.
Well, Tim, I can safely say you did beat Andrew, and your average score is better than Andrew, so that's a win-win, literally. Congratulations. Hey, thank you guys, every one of you, for your picks. I know it takes a little bit of time. I know you take a break. Hey, I listen to podcasts as well. I sometimes think, man, I need to contact them. I need to shoot an email, post on their forums, mention it on Twitter. And I know I don't always do it. So it's very much appreciated that you guys are playing along. We're having a good time with it. We hope you are too. If you want to give your picks to play along, you can use some of the tools that we do. Straight up, I'll tell you, sometimes we use Rotten Tomatoes, and we found that it's not the best tool to use. We use HSX.com. It's Hollywood Stock Exchange. It's actual virtual stock exchange for movies. We found that there's actually some pretty good predictive results that come out of that. We use Box Office Mojo to get all of our real data on how movies have done each week, how they've trended, how similar movies have done. It is a great tool. It's actually, if you like numbers, I'm kind of driven by numbers, and that's what got me to start this podcast. Box Office Mojo is a really cool, geeky numbers website that just has tons and tons of data, tons of lists, just lots of really cool stuff out there. If you want some of the shortcuts, go to Backseat Producers. We publish the list of the top 12 movies every weekend. You can take a look at how we've picked movies. You can wait until the main episode drops on Friday. Listen to it. We give you most of our analysis. We tell you how we made our choices in pretty explicit detail. There is no shame in listening to how we pick. Taking our analysis, making it your own, and saying, hey, this is a good idea, I'm going to use it. Plus, you've got three of us to kind of compare against. You can take my number one, Jonathan's number three, Andrew's number five, flip them around, mix them up, see what shakes out. So we do appreciate any kind of contact you guys can give us. We're on Twitter. We are on Spooky Outhouse forums. We have the website, Backseat Producers, BackseatBoxOffice.com. Either one takes you to the same place. You can leave messages either on the previous week's results. You can leave them on the current week's results. You can leave them on this episode. Get them out there. If you're unsure that we've got them, feel free to send an email, BackseatProducers@gmail.com. We'll get it. We'll make sure it's included. If for some reason you think you've given us a pick and you don't see it listed, I'm human. I make mistakes. We proved that earlier in this episode. Feel free to shoot an email to backseatproducers@gmail.com, and I will see about getting that corrected ASAP. Finally, one of the coolest ways, and you heard some of them tonight, you can send us a voicemail. You can go to backseatproducers.com. In the upper left-hand corner, under the Contact Us tab there's a huge telephone that says Call Me. You can click on that, put in your phone number, it will call you. Or right below that's the voicemail number. Either way, we get the voicemail the same way. It's all the same service. You can call that number directly, 618-207-4794. Or if you have equipment, if you feel comfortable doing it, record it, shoot us an MP3. If the file's a little big or something, let me know. We could work something out on Dropbox or some similar service so we can get your picks and get them included, because we're having a good time with it. I would love to see a leaderboard that is so big that we're going to have to chop it off at some point. That excites me. I will still keep track of every score. I'll still let everyone know how they're doing. But if we can get to a point of having too many people participating, that sounds like a great day to me. And we'll make this show as long as we need to. I know I fumbled with this one a little bit. I'm still learning. There was a couple times I'm sure you heard me clicking, closing, opening things. I will try and improve. I admit this is the first time doing it. And the solo casts, I'm not as experienced with them. I do Tony's Losing It, but that is very unedited, very loose, very open. So please bear with me on the results show. I'm still feeling my way around it. I want to try and work out this the format here and give you guys three solid shows a week if you want them. We've got Backseat Producers on Monday, Backseat Box Office Results on Wednesday, and the new episode of Backseat Box Office on Friday. Hope to maintain that schedule. We've been doing it. We've been having three podcasts a week since November, and I think people are realizing that we're actually producing content. We are here. We're not going anywhere. We're having a good time, and we hope you are too. You're playing along, so you must. If you're not having a good time, you're at least competitive, and that's okay. We are too. You can hear it on Friday. Thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it, and hey, have a good night. Or a good day. You might be commuting. Be safe on the road. Watch out for that guy. He's probably going to be in your blind spot in a minute. He's an ass. Don't let him cut you off. Jerk.